situation. Look what he's got himself into. In the midst of all this face confusion, he thinks they're right to make a substitution. Whilst in his head it's all part of an illusion.
Welcome everybody to the Arsenal Premier League podcast. 2 weeks in a row, doing well here, our first 2 weeks of the season. Knocking out the park. Fan-filled show, football-filled show.
New, you know, can I can I exclusively reveal now, Sam? Can I say it now?
Say it.
Of our own new...
go on, Al.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a brand new quiz section.
Oh, yes, we do.
We'll tell you more about it at quiz time.
It's quiz time. God rest his soul.
Hey, God rest him.
Go on, now. Before a quick catch up now. Before the football, any news? Is anything happened to you now?
Yeah, a lot of things happened to me this week. But
I don't want to fucking like stories, Sam. Fuck.
I can't remember, Sam. My fucking head's gone.
I can't. Did a bit of beating the vein, little one.
I went swimming today with my little girl.
Nice.
Excuse me. Do you know, I can't remember a lot of stuff these days.
No, I tend not to.
I can't remember what I did yesterday.
What did
I? I went to Country Farm up in Brecon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, lovely little place.
I've been there a couple of years ago.
I went there with my nephew, who was about six. He's 16 now. it's in the Brecon Beacons, and it's in the shadow of Penavan.
Before we get on to some of the results of the main games we're going to talk about, we got, as ever, Al, a bit of transfer news from the Bullshit Brothers. What are you saying? How do we do it now? I don't want to say not Sean Dicey. I am saying it's my Sean Dicey voice.
I'm Bill, you're Billy, innit?
You're Bill, I'm Billy.
Yeah, I'm Bill, you're Billy.
And we're the Bullshit Brothers.
Yeah.
Here we go then. So you're starting, aren't you?
Yeah.
Bill starting?
Yeah, you introduction, son.
You are?
You're the introduction, right?
Oh, I didn't write an introduction.
I'm going to say, Bullshit Brothers, yeah.
Bullshit Brothers here with your weekly gossip. Bullshit Brothers here with your weekly gossip and transfer rundown. Over to you, Bill, and kick us off.
Hey, Billy, I'm back from Alicante with a bit of news. Final countdown to the January sales is already as the citizens of Manchester are preparing an all or nothing 60 million offer for the Wolf of Wall Street himself, Ruben Neves, who's still only 21.
Over to me, Bill. Open a meal with me, Bill, is it?
Yes.
Oh, right.
So, I got to see, I kind of went all funny at the end, didn't I?
You did, Bill. I didn't know it was my turn to go then.
Well, I know.
Are we going again?
No. I just did a bit.
Go on. Yeah.
Over to you, Billy.
Thanks, Bill. The villains of Aston Kebab... the villains of Aston's kebab-loving manager, Steve Bruce, is looking to secure a try before you buy a deal for Tammy Abraham from the child catchers of Stamford Bridge, Chelsea, of course. Bill, over to you.
Thank you, Billy. Super Mario is looking elsewhere after a nice day and nice. Looks to come to the next.
Go on, Bill. You okay?
If I fucked it up, Billy.
Something about Mario.
Yeah, I'll do it again, son.
Go on, then.
Well, thanks, Billy. I'll do it again.
Over to you, Bill.
Thanks, Billy. Super Mario.
You twat. Over to you, Bill.
You can't do it.
When you're ready, Bill.
Go over to you, Bill.
Over to you, Bill.
Thank you. No, for fuck's sake, man.
Go on, Bill. Over to you. Do you want me to do this bit, Bill?
You gotta say over to you, Bill. We're all fucking laughing.
Over to you, Bill. Over to you, Bill.
Thank you, Billy. Super Mario's looking elsewhere after his not staying. He looks like it's coming to an end. Balotelli wants to leave for Marseille. Ah, fucking
Balotelli wants to leave
with Marseille interested, you say, Bill?
Wants to leave with Marseille interested.
How are you, Bill?
Well, you don't have to fucking keep saying that. We've done that section.
It's all day, isn't it?
Balotelli wants to leave with Marseille interested, but move to Spania may not be out of the question for the once who I always made strike.
Super Mario's looking elsewhere after a nice stay in Nice.
Oh, fuck's sake. You're the fucking...
So the long and short of Bill, Mario Balotelli could be leaving Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for more say. I'll do it again. Super Mario's looking... Oh, for fuck's sake, man.
He's so unprofessional, you.
Super Mario's looking elsewhere after a nice stay in Nice. Looks like his commentary ends. Balotelli wants to leave with Marseille interested, but a move to Spania may not be out of the question for the once Wales may striker. Oh, Alicante, he's nice in Spain, Sam.
Beautiful, Bill. Beautiful.
Over to you, Billy.
Cheers, Bill. Finally, not player news, but managers, as David Gollum Moyes is now the leading candidate for the USA head coach job. Sources close to Moyes says he wants to get his daughter as far away from Big Willie Zaha as he can. We'll be back next week, maybe with more news.
Without laughing from Billy.
Back to the lights. Here we are, both the boys are back. Bill's back from Alicante there, though.
Yeah, Alicante.
Nice to hear from him.
He's brought me a Spanish donkey.
He didn't, did he?
Full hair when it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Just what you want, don't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, fucking hell. The only thing, I'll run out of tin foil now.
Spike! So we'll move on to the football, Al.
Soccer rules.
And the first game of the weekend, our featured game, we'll go for Cardiff against Newcastle, Al.
I didn't see it. I didn't want to see it.
Oh, I watched it, Al. I tell you what, was...
It's all apparently safe.
95th minute, Kennedy! Should have been sent off.
Disgusting
kick in the first half.
Oh, I can take my socks off now.
What's his name? Camarata, whatever his name was. Disgusting, should have been sent off. Exactly. So I hope he never scored another goal in his lifetime. That's how much he's gone down in my estimations. He was never that high. You know what I mean?
Well, to be honest,
there's players out there. How can he still be a Premier League player? He's done nothing. Nothing
it's
at all.
It's hard, you know. His Uncle John.
Yeah.
You know.
He knew a few people, didn't he? And, you know what I mean?
John S. But, he can't live up to the Kennedy name, can he?
No, I don't think so. He's going to struggle. We go through the game a little bit. They were down to 10 men, Newcastle. Hayden got sent off in the second half. I think Cardiff deserved the win, created more chances. Dodgy football mind, I mean, you know, Neil Warnock with his, with a typical 60-plus British manager sort of hoof the ball forward, get the ball forward as quickly as you can, and we'll see what we can do. They did get it down.
And out the date style.
Yeah, I mean, they got it down and played a bit more second half and used their wingers in Hoylett and, what's his name, the Murphy. Jacob Eddie. And Josh, is it? Eddie's boys, Jacob and Josh, because one plays for Cardiff, one plays for Newcastle, they?
Oh, do they?
And the one for Newcastle come on second half, so it's like the first time in the top flight, might be the first time in this country, identical twins have played against each other. You know what I mean? So Jacob and Josh Murphy.
Hey, talking about playing, did you see yesterday Gianluigi Buffon? Played against Lilian Thuram's son.
Did he?
Yeah, no. 21 years ago they were teammates.
Jesus.
In Parma.
Where's he playing in his son?
Well, Lilian Thuram, how he's playing. No, I don't know. Was it Gunampa?
Gugomp?
Something like that. I don't know. Pronounce it.
Yeah,
the swap shirts at the end. They know him since he was born. Isn't that funny?
That's amazing. Feathers. So Carter, hopefully that
can. And?
Go on.
He plays with George Weah's son. Gianluigi Buffon.
Of course he does, yeah. Timothy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Timothy Weah. That's right, yeah. Yeah, hopefully that Kennedy kick out gets looked at, retrospective action or whatever. Yeah,
You'll get a bullet.
Newcastle look bang average, very slow on the ball.
Well,
could easily struggle a lot this year.
They haven't been invested, have they?
No. And they haven't.
Fucking House of Fraser was bought for 90 million.
Boosan Fraser, I said new.
Boosan Fraser.
The new German midfielder.
Boosan Fraser. But they haven't fucking given him a game.
No. No. Exactly.
He's dead clutch, man. He needs to invest.
I'm
not surprised that Rafa won't walk. Because, you know, he's not being backed. He's not getting the finance.
Well, that's the thing.
It's clearly finance. It's clearly money at that club.
I was sitting there yesterday watching it and thinking he must be, you know, he's so pissed off. He comes across in the interviews as so pissed off. He won't come out and directly say, you know, they don't back me.
Yeah.
You know, doing the best they can, blah, blah, blah. But you think because, like, when he left, he loved Liverpool, didn't he? He loved living there. Not just being a manager there. He loved living there. And he loved the area, and he still had the house there for years, even when he was Madrid manager in Napoli, innit? He still kept house in that area and whatever. And, you know, where he just thinks, oh, well, I just see this out now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm living where I want to live. I'm not under pressure. You know, as long as he keeps Newcastle in the Premier League, he won't be sacked for the next 4 or 5 years.
No.
You know what I mean? On the money, on the budget he's spending.
But so you wonder the best managers in Europe, and you're not giving him the money.
But I say you wonder if his ambition's just gone. You know, he's done things at Liverpool, Madrid, Napoli.
He did fucking amazing in Napoli, didn't he?
You know,
Valencia,
part-time at Chelsea, whereas, you know, he's managed the biggest
clubs. Yeah, he did well at Chelsea, didn't he?
Managed the biggest clubs in the world, and you just think, has his ambition gone now? And he just thinks, oh, well, I still want to be a football manager, a football coach, and make a little bit of difference to certain players. But I'm not fussy if we're not challenging for things, which isn't right, but, you know, you just wonder what's going on otherwise.
If you got him in charge, give him money, because you'd be like a top five club.
Oh, without a doubt. If he has the support back him, without a doubt. You know, I'd have it, you know, if I was a, for instance, Arsenal fan, I would have had him there, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I just think it could well be a very hard season for Newcastle, goal scoring wise, you know. Rosie Perez up front and Joss Lou. There's not enough goals there. So Dwight Gale. Adam Armstrong they sold. They didn't even give him a chance.
Sold on the Blackburn.
Didn't even give him a chance.
Dwight Gale scored yesterday for West Bromwich.
Not even, you know what I mean? These players not even given a chance. And then.
We're big fan of Adam Armstrong.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, we could, you know, you just never know. Look at Tottenham McCain, I think we mentioned. Did we mention last week, or is it just me and you talking? If it's given a chance, you just never know.
I don't know, can't remember.
You know what I mean? Look at Harry Kane, you know, he had a couple of long spells at Millwall, he done it right, but Leicester and somewhere else, he hardly scored a goal.
Yeah.
And then he got a chance at Tottenham, and he never looked back. You know, same thing could have happened for Adam Armstrong. That's a shame that, you know, these players, local boy, never given a chance, like, you know, come through the ranks. And just
brilliant player.
Absolutely.
What do you think? He's been a Bolton, fucking Coventry.
Blackburn for a couple of years he was,
Blackburn last season.
And then obviously they've bought him now. He's been elsewhere. I think he's been up to Scotland maybe once.
He might have been to Scotland.
Not positive. But yeah, it's just a shame. But I enjoyed the game. It was a good 0-0.
I must say, I'm gutted Borough didn't sign him.
I would have been signing in there with the
I would have loved him at the Borough.
Oh, with the players there, local lad as well. Yeah. Again, you know what I mean? I'm sure he would.
Oh, hey, like man, we go down like the Middlesbrough. Well, you're half an hour away, like man.
Only half hour on the metro, like you know. Man. They got a metro up there. Must have.
I've only ever been to Middlesbrough.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed the game because there were plenty of talking points and a bit of action. But it was almost like two poor championship teams trying to win a football match.
Yeah, it was a championship game.
Yeah, a game made out of the championship and whatever. But, you know, great point now for Cardiff there. And the first home game, didn't lose it when they easily could have to a 95th minute penalty, I think it was, in the end. So, and that's two saves for... It's Etheridge, something it is. He looks like a ladyboy.
Melissa Etheridge, lesbian.
He scored one. He saved one last week as well, didn't he? He saved one this week. So who knows what next week becomes. But that was
What's this? Yeah. Denzel Washington channel coming on Sky.
Sky Cinema Denzel.
Oh yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay.
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
All right.
All right.
Oh, that's a good film. Remember the Titans.
Yes.
True story to this. Fences is good as well.
And what's it?
Very hard film to watch, but he's an absolute, excuse my language.
Go on.
Cunt, innit?
Yeah, is that it was a play before, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, play, yeah, yeah. James Earl Jones played it for years.
But Darth Vader?
Yeah, Darth Vader,
Darth Vader.
Only the voice, though.
Darth Vader. Mufasa?
Yeah, the voice of Mufasa, yeah. He's playing Mufasa again.
Is he in the live action?
Live action, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Ah, Savannah! Where is he now? Oh, we don't know.
But, yeah, we'll, as we look at them in depth, we'll look at a few of their transfers. And Cardiff, I mean, Tottenham bought no one. And I think Cardiff might have had a worse transfer window than Tottenham.
Now, I love Cardiff. I love going to Cardiff.
Cardiff.
They got IKEA. Yeah. They got an American diner up there.
Yeah.
And I can have hoagies.
Hoagies,
alright? In the precinct. It's hidden away in an arcade. Yeah. Lovely little place. They got a museum, they got the castle. I love Cardiff.
Nice city, lovely city.
I can't stand a football team though.
No.
Same here with Swansea. I love my city.
But why, you mean, is it because of, you know, they're Welsh, we should want them to do well, isn't it? For the country.
Okay.
No, I know that, but is it because of the owners? Is it because of Vinnie Tan?
Vinnie Tan,
yeah! Vinnie Tan, been there long time.
Yeah. Quaff Vinnie Tan! Vinnie Tan, get you!
Anyway.
This is not a moustache. It's a ninja blade. Might have fed that.
It all stays in, don't matter. So.
Vinnie Tan coming for you, bitches.
So
I've got a little suspicion, a little feeling that Vinnie Tan might be a regular on the show soon.
Could help me, sir. So transfers quickly to Cardiff. Josh Murphy, as we mentioned, from
Josh Murphy
from Norwich. So I don't know. I haven't counted all his fingers. I don't know if he's got six on one hand or not.
Got three legs, hasn't he?
Yeah. No, he's just, you know. You're not called a tripod for nothing, son. Anyway, Alex Smithy's the goalkeeper from QPR.
Yeah.
Bobby Reid from Bristol City.
Oh, big bad Bobby Reid.
Big bad Bobby Reid. He might be a Yank. Is he a Yank? Or is someone...
Fuck.
Or is someone the same name as him? I don't know. Anyway, Victor Camarazzi Villa and Harry Arter from Birmingham on loan.
So Birmingham, from Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, Cardiff, you know, when they come up, obviously, them teams are expected to struggle anyway. You look at teams, the other teams have come up with Fulham and go on, I'll tell me the other teams come up.
With Fulham?
Who else come up?
Cardiff,
Fulham and who?
Wolverhampton,
exactly, that's what I'm saying now. You know your stuff there. Yeah. They both spent money. Cardiff didn't spend a great deal of money, didn't do a great deal of business in transfer money. Market, so they
ain't got no money.
They're bang in trouble, isn't they? Bang in trouble. And, you know. Newcastle then, they bought Martin Dubravka, obviously the keeper, he was there on loan last season, wasn't he?
3.5 from there.
Key, the midfielder from Swansea on a free.
Yeah.
Kennedy from Chelsea on loan again. Fabian Shah from Deportivo. Yoshinori Muto, the Japanese striker from Mainz.
Has he played yet?
He came on as a substitute yesterday. He'd be an interesting one. He's got potential in him. It's just how quickly, you know, it's the same as Solomon Rondon, the striker. How quickly they can interact
and understand the words of the Geordies.
Yes. And integrate into the team and learn their style of play. And if they can get the support around them, to get the chances to stick the goals away. And of course, Federico Fernandez is the Swansea centre back as well.
Fernandez,
So, like I said, Newcastle, you know, six or seven players come in there. Have they really improved the team, the first 11? You wouldn't say so with them.
Nope.
A bit more. week, isn't it? Yeah, with the players they've lost. So I think they're going to be in for a long season, I think, Newcastle. I don't think they're going to score enough goals.
Be interested to see who they bring in January.
Well, if he backs him.
If he's still there.
If he's still there, exactly, that's the thing. And special treat for you listeners, of course, we obviously Cardiff's only down the road from us.
30 minutes.
So we did manage to get a quick word with Cardiff manager Neil Warnock. And we asked him what he thought of the game yesterday, and here's what he had to say.
Fuck off, you bastards.
Neil, and thank you for taking the time to answer our question there. Neil Warnock. Bye! So, we've got time now for, this is huge, we've got an exclusive here. What's that from?
This Is Your Life.
This Is Your Life. Of course it is. It's a blind date, I just kept thinking.
No. Did it.
Now you sing it, it's completely different. Yes, we've got a little experience.
Surprise!
Anyway, we still got that exclusive here, Al.
What?
Of, obviously...
Tell me this shit. What?
First week of the season last week, there was controversy after the Arsenal defeat to Manchester City, 2-0, 3-0, whatever it is. And Big Sam come out and criticised Unai Emery, of course, big time. And the powers that be want to put this argument to bed straight away. So the PFA, the LMA as well, they all got together and organised an intervention, if you will, with Unai Emery, Big Sam. And they asked none other than, well, our friend of the show, we know him, of course, none other than Roy Hodgson to be the... what would you call it? Intermediary?
Is that what we call the referee?
The go-between sort of thing. Just the medium, the intermediary.
Yeah.
And we managed to get hold of the recording of the meeting. So here it is.
We got contacts. Oh, contacts got contacts.
Oh, absolutely. Contacts got contacts. Yeah. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Have a listen to this.
Well, boys, let's sit down and sort this out sharper, shall we? Because I've got Jose and Pogba waiting in the other room. But they cancelled the session, and then I've got to get back to Selhurst Park to make the lads risotto.
That suits me, right? I need to get back to the Emirates before 12, so I still get into the trade entrance as Grant Gerstenheim gave me a front door key. It's a bit Russian, I guess.
It was a bit Eastern European.
Yeah.
I settled for it, I'll settle.
No, I'm not happy with that. That suits me, right? He needs to get back to the Emirates before 12, so I can get into the trade entrance as Kronka still hand gave me the front door key. For my Mayra gives me a chance to get to the chippy for a fish lunch before my fish soup. Okay, lads, what's the problem? Who wants to go first? I need a... I do, you and I, Emery. I have a one like one guy. I do, Unai Emery. I have one game in charge, and we lost against the championships, Manchester City. And that fat bastard, he comes up calling me, my style is the reverse.
Oh. It's Big Sam, though.
Big Sam, yeah. I forgot how to do.
Big Sam.
That's right. He doesn't like it, does he, Roy? He can't like it. That's right, Roy. He doesn't like it, does he, Roy? He can't take it.
Okay, set it down, boss.
Okay, fuck it, I'm on. How long is this script? Fucking hell.
Maybe because this fam is used to manage the only thing in charge for one game, he thinks he should have left Arsenal already. Ha 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 ha. See El Fato? I jokes too.
Listen up, right. I'm right back me up here, right? But everyone knows mentioning England around me is not allowed, right? So you do it one more time and I'll go vanishing all over your Dracula face.
Okay, are you an Emery? Say sorry for that.
But I want to say sorry for how stupid you are. You're so stupid you think Screwfix is a dating agency. Well, at least I didn't sell my Jack Russell to that bent referee medley. Face it, Joe, right? Your football is shit and you're a dog sex trafficker. I dread to think if he was up to date with his yearly vaccinations before you sold him. Right, that's it, you big fat little Sam El Fato fat bastard. Get your shirt and tie off and we're arrested to the death. I've not got fucking time for this, lads. There's obviously no solution to this problem. I'm going to get some fresh chestnut mushrooms for the lovely resort I'll make it later. And if your minds are made up about wrestling, if you've got your minds made up about wrestling it out, then there's an inflatable paddling pool under the table and some baby oil behind the kettle. And I leave this camera recorded. And I leave this camera recorded just for trading purposes, of course, boys.
Well, it's getting a bit frisky there, bit of wrestling there. Well, he's had enough, he's gone, look.
Right, huh? Back, yeah.
Where do, there's an old, no
way. Wonder if that paddling pool's filled with a resort.
Who knows, isn't it? Who knows? Bye! We'll get on to our next featured game, and, well, it's a game. Game of the weekend, probably you've got to talk about it, haven't you? The evening kickoff on Saturday.
Oh, yes, I watched this.
Ooh,
watched the first half. And then I finished decorating my daughter's bedroom in the second half, popping my head back and forth, popping
sound
my
up,
head back
sound
and forth,
up so you can hear anything going on.
Popping my head back and forth, and I thought, right, what, 12 minutes left? I'll go in now, because everything is done. A little bits and bobs, and then Chelsea score.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I didn't miss a goal.
You know, it was Chelsea against Arsenal, at Stamford Bridge. 3-2 to Chelsea, what a first half, now. They went 2-0 up.
What a first half.
What a first half. Chelsea going 2-0 up. Pedro and Morata. Arsenal come back at them. Mkhitaryan and Alex Iwobi bring it back to Desmond 2 each at half time. And, I mean, both defences were absolutely shocking in the first half.
Absolutely diabolical.
Oh, diabolical. Then. And,
shocking.
But Arsenal, in fairness, they should have been about 4-5-2 up at half time. They missed two sitters, didn't they, in the first half? I think it was Mkhitaryan.
Oh, yeah, Arsenal should have won that.
They should have been 4-5-2 up at half time.
You just said that.
I said it, and I've said it again, because you didn't acknowledge what I said now. You just went and looked on your phone and ignored me.
No, because I remember something that happened to me this week.
Oh, right, okay.
I saw an unidentified flying object. Unidentified flying object when I was sitting out there.
Ooh.
Can you see it there? So,
ooh.
What happened there?
What happened there? You want a 360 shot there, was it?
What was that? I did a video, did I? There it is, son. Look at that.
Ooh.
It was there.
Yeah.
Pulverin.
Yeah.
And then, whoosh, gone.
You sold it to the papers?
Apparently I should sell it to the Evening Post because they like that kind of shit.
Do they?
Yeah.
Get in there, son. Hey, he was a tenner, isn't he? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got the Pepsi in it.
What's that?
What's that over there?
Whoosh, gone. Like Starman. Like E.T.
Maybe.
Like Flight of the Navigator.
Oh, now you're talking. Now you're talking, son.
Like the last Starfighter.
But where were we? We were at half time in the Chelsea Arsenal game. And Mkhitaryan. Big influence there in Arsenal, involved in 8 goals in his last 13 Premier League games for them, more than his last 30 off the Man United or whatever. And second half kicks off, it was Alonso. Mick, what a player for Chelsea Alonso's been.
First time I am putting him in my squad this year.
Because
he only got me 50 points last season.
He scored all the goals last season.
He scored 8 goals last season, but he still only got me 50 points.
Chelsea didn't have a great season.
Yeah, maybe
not as many clean sheets about was there as well. But assists-wise, I mean, he's been involved, Ian Al is a stat, son, fact and stat, involved in 19 Premier League goals since his debut in 2016, 6 more than any other defender in the Premier League.
And I've got to go on record here, son.
Go on.
I think he looks absolutely beautiful, because he's grown his hair out a little bit.
Yeah, you like
he looks a dream with his hair long.
A dream. But yeah, I mean, the main story was the shocking defending from both sides in the first half. I mean, Chelsea were all over the shop, Arsenal were all over the shop. I mean, in essence, that's, you know, that's what makes games entertaining.
Chelsea,
really. Plenty of chances.
Well, as I think the Chelsea finished third, didn't they?
Yes, yeah.
Last week.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they will be third.
I think they will be third.
But Arsenal, I can't see them being in the top five.
Well, they're going to score goals. They will score goals, but they're going to concede goals. It's a case of Chelsea, without doubt, I think, have got a better defensive setup. I think the way they've set up N'Golo Kante is getting forward a lot more.
Yes.
And that, in turn, could open up their defence a little bit. That's maybe they were a little bit too exposed yesterday, whereas they're not used to that. He's used to just sitting in there and protecting those defenders. Whereas, you know, they're going to have to get used to doing a bit more themselves. And Kante and Jorginho are obviously going to have to work it out between themselves. Who, you know, if Kante, you know, if the tactic and approach is for him to go forward as well, then they're going to have to work out, much to England had the problem years ago with Lampard and Gerrard.
Yeah.
Which one stays, which one goes at certain points in the game. Now, once they figure out that between themselves...
That's why one manages in England, one manages in Scotland.
Yeah. Yeah, quite right. Doing very well, Fat Frank.
Wow. Anyway. Awesome. Oh, Stephen G. Stephen G's doing well, isn't he, in Rangers?
You can't not, though, can you? Come on, now. You have money to spend. You know, when that money dries up, they're going to be banging the shit.
Yeah.
And then he'd have done well.
Mike Ashley owns shares in Rangers as well, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know if he still does. He did. I don't know if he still does.
Fucking hope not.
No. But yeah, defending was the main point. But it makes for an entertaining game for us. Again, it was Eden Hazard, who we started on the bench, brought on the second half, got an assist for Alonso, was it? Yeah. Makes a difference again. So obviously key that they keep hold of him for the season, with the Spanish market still open.
Open until 31st now.
Barca and Real maybe sniffing about.
200 million they reckon to Real Madrid.
So if they can keep... Well, he's only got 2 years left on his contract, see?
Oh, right.
Now, he said, leave this year. No, I'm staying this year.
Yeah.
But then if he gets to next summer with a year left on his contract, without doubt, one of the top five attacking players in the world football today, they're not going to let him go for nothing.
No.
They can't. You know what I mean? So, you know,
but then they won't get the money they should get for him.
Exactly. They could get 200 million this summer. If they wait to next year, when he's got a year left, you know, people are saying, well, look, we'll wait.
Million,
we'll wait and we'll sign him for nothing. Yeah. We'll give you 50 million for him. And it's either then Chelsea say, well, stick or twist in it. Yeah. Either we lose him on a free, or we've just got to take the money. So it's going to be an interesting couple of weeks now, or week, is it, to the end of.
Yeah, it's not
August.
Long.
So.
Not long. It's not long, is it? It's not like I've been cancelling down the summer all day, Santa.
No.
I'm gonna lie.
No, it's right.
2.5 weeks left.
But if they can keep hold of him, it goes without saying they're going to have a great season. Because he really looks hungry for success and driving at players again. So, quickly, we'll look at the transfers then of both sides now. Arsenal, we go through, of course, we'll
know. I hope Jesse Lingard scores, Ash.
Why,
Because I got a new song for Jesse.
Oh, have you? Yeah. He's on pitch, he's come on.
It's a song I've been listening to a lot lately.
We are in the middle, well, 60 minutes gone, hour mark, Brighton against Manchester United. Brighton,
but they are playing against two teams, Man United.
Brighton and Hove Albion, you see, so it's not easy for them.
Nope.
You know, people slate them or whatever.
They are losing 3-1 to Brighton and Hove Albion.
3-1 to Brighton, and that, I mean, that's a bad, you know what I mean? Brighton, you know, if that ends up any worse than that, 4-1.
Yeah.
You'd wonder if Jose would make it for the rest of the week.
Yeah, the way
it's happening.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You know, you really would.
McLaren there, back at Manchester United.
He'd be there straight in.
Because he ain't going to last long at QPR.
QPR, they can't do nothing, eh? Transfer embargo, whatever. They just.
That means shit, son. That means shit.
Nah, they can't do it, can he? You're about Borough's greatest manager, man.
Oh, huh? Yeah, he is.
Come on, he loves it.
He is Borough's most successful manager.
Yeah.
He did win us our only trophy.
Yeah. Right.
And then he went to England and they all went tits up for him.
Should
have stayed at the Borough.
So Arsenal brought in Lichtensteiner.
Lichtensteiner
from Juventus for a free
course. Scott.
Bernd Leno, of course, the keeper from Leverkusen.
He hasn't played yet.
He had to play. The
first check, because he can play with his feet.
Yeah, well, he couldn't last week, but yeah. And he had the captain's armband as well. Yeah. So are you really going to track, you know, drop your goal, your captain, innit?
Yeah, strange one, huh?
But it's one of them, is like, when you look at it and see the check, is he 35 now?
Yeah.
You think he's only got one more full season after this, one more full season, you think, once he drops him...
Oh, you don't know, might look at Buffon.
Oh, you never know, that's absolutely, but you look at it and think, once he is dropped from that Arsenal team, once Leno gets in there, you'd think that's it for Cech at Arsenal. You wouldn't. He's not going to dislodge Leno once he's got
his
foot in.
He needs to do something, yeah, because he left his talk show a while ago, didn't he? Yeah. And he's got that car show.
Well, he still likes his cars, yeah, that's it, see. So.
And he can save goals with his chin.
Yeah, so he keeps himself busy, like, you know.
Oh, Arsenal.
And Socrates, he got from Dortmund, of course, a thinking man's footballer. Lucas Torreira from Sampdoria, strong midfielder, and Guendouzi from Lorient in France.
So really, no one this time.
No one huge. I mean, Lichtensteiner, he's just backup.
Yeah.
Just a bit more quality in the squad. Bernd Leno, again, you'd think he would have been starting for them to go out and spend 20 odd million on a goalkeeper, 30 million, whatever it was. Socrates did play across Torreira and Guendouzi, they played as well.
Oh, hello.
I'm going.
I've done the wrong hole, did I?
But yeah, haven't, like I said, hugely improved, you would have thought, compared to players they've lost, you know, Wilshere and who else went? There's quite a big player, a decent player. Mertesacker, of course, retired from
Mertesacker, yeah.
So, you know. Have they, you know, replaced them with anyone of real improved quality? You wouldn't say so, you know.
Joe Campbell left.
Joe Campbell's gone. He's never got a chance again. See, another one who never got a chance. He bought him young.
He's gone playing. What was it? Fun.
Yeah. Some funny teams in that league now.
Funny names, isn't it?
Yeah, never heard of some of them.
I just can't pronounce them.
No.
I can't do Italian. See.
No.
Did woodwork in school.
So Chelsea's transfers, it was of course Jorginho, the big one.
Jorginho weren't the big one.
Of course he was.
For Chelsea. Was he fucked the big one?
Well, after Rob Green, you know.
Are you forgetting someone?
Who? Who are you talking about?
The world's most expensive goalkeeper.
Nah, he's not a big one for me, you know what I mean?
The kipper?
Nah, come on now. Nah, the bang average keeper for me, you know.
He's a terrible keeper.
Bang average keeper.
They spent $76 million on him.
Absolutely bang average.
Yeah, it's like a panic buy.
Absolutely, the keepers they could have got, you know.
I said last week they should have gone for Caster Schmeichels,
the friendly goalkeeper. Why didn't you, innit? Jorginho, of course, who Sarri brought with him to Napoli.
Turned his back on Man City.
Turned his because of Sarri, because he knew Sarri was going there. What do you say?
And he makes a better pizza than Guardiola.
Yeah. When he came out and said to me, he said, oh, at Man City, only Pep wanted me. At Chelsea, everyone.
Everybody, yeah.
No, you know, it says it all there, doesn't it, then, really, you know what I mean? But, yeah, he's, and sorry, he loves him, doesn't he? He was the...
He fucking loves him.
I fucking love that. See that boy over there, I fucking loves him.
He loves him like his own son.
But he was the heartbeat of that Napoli side.
Yeah.
And, he's going to try and... be made that again at Chelsea, obviously, under Sarri.
Oh, so he's kicking off here.
Kicking off.
He's not happy.
Rob Green, of course.
Rob Green.
Got Richard Wright's old agent.
I bet he was gutted when he found out Courtois was leaving. Well, and he's like, yeah, here's my chance, number one for Chelsea. And he's been overshadowed by a kipper.
But yeah, that's just, it's just, purely for that English quote, isn't it, that's going about. Matteo Kovacic from Real Madrid on loan as part of the Courtois deal. They don't need him. No. Why? They don't need him at all. Absolutely. What's the point? Unless they're going to really look at him and think,
we'll buy him. He wanted Gordon, he wanted out of Madrid, and there's an option for him.
Look at Chelsea, and they've got so many midfielders. Yeah. And when you bring in someone like that, and not loan out Loftus-Cheek,
yeah,
and they're going to have him sitting on the bench, and Kovacic, whatever his fucking name is, in front of him now in the queue. You know what I mean? It's not right. No. Look at the season he had last season, the forces went.
Look at the World Cup he had.
Forced himself into a World Cup squad. You know, going out and loan to Crystal Palace. Great World Cup when he was on the pitch.
Yeah.
And now he's going to go there and sit on the bench for the season.
Ridiculous.
You know, when the loan market's
still. Roy couldn't.
Oh, absolutely.
Go back.
Come on now, if they're not prepared to sell him, get him out on loan, because they're not going to play him. He's playing Ross Barkley all the time. They want to get rid of Danny Drinkwater now, don't they?
Yeah.
He's on his bike.
Apparently, he's even for like something like $3 million. They said
no, about, is it?
They paid $30 million for him, didn't they?
Yeah, definitely. 30, 35 even, I think. But yeah, you just think, come on, man. Bringing in someone like that when you've got Loftus-Cheek there, youngster, was so eager to get on that pitch and impress after his great season and summer last year. It makes no sense at all. I know the foreign club market's still open, whether someone, but you know, you look at last season, you know, the championship loan market's still open, but he's too good for that now.
Yeah.
He needs to be a Premier League player or a top league player. Now, you know, it's very rare that they go over to Spain, really, the young English lads.
A lot of them go to get game Germany, time. Which is a
lot of
thing.
Them going to Germany, yeah.
Like, you what know, is his name for?
Everton, Luckman, is it? And
Luckman and Dortmund. What's his name? Number 7 for Dortmund.
Yeah, Sancho or something, isn't it? Jodo Sanchez or something like that. From Man City, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've gone out there, got the game. Now, if he gets a good loan move out there to a Dortmund.
Did Luckman actually sign for?
No, he's at Everton. Last season he was, But he's back at Everton now this season, I think.
Yeah, because they want to sign him, didn't they? Yeah.
Silva's going to give him a chance, I think.
Luckman. I'm going to give you a chance.
Yeah, Matteo Kovacic and, of course, Kepa, who we mentioned as well.
Bye!
So, before our brand new quiz, Al, we'll run through the rest of the scores, of course. And we'll kick off with Everton against Southampton. 2-1 winners, Everton. Theo Walcott, Richarlison. For Everton and Danny Ings for Southampton.
Yeah.
Oh, a dirty Southampton side. Kicked back out of Everton all game.
I was watching Danny Ings score. I'm sitting there, I'm like, who is he? I know him from somewhere. I couldn't fucking place him. I'm like, who is he? It went like about 20 minutes later, and I'm like, they came up Danny Ings. I'm like, oh, yeah. Totally forgot who Danny Ings was.
But Everton, good win. First home win.
Great, Nick.
Marco Silva, Richarlison, great. For me and my dream team, Al. Skyrocketing it up there, son. And, Everton looked good. Well, Southampton looked, again, another side who looked bang average. Bang average. Going to struggle all season. Not playing football, they were just kicking lumps out of Everton most of the game. Wasn't right.
What the bloody hell you doing, Bice?
Bice, I told you get it down and pass. You're just kicking him, Bice.
We're not bloody Wimbledon.
Let's move on to Filbert Street, Leicester. 2-0 winners over Wolves.
Yeah, surprising. Wolves are struggling, eh? They're not adapting to the Premier League.
They haven't yet. They had that big. There was a big chance to beat Everton last week, and they didn't press him enough. Didn't do it enough. Leicester, I mean, experienced manager. James Maddison scored, and a Matt Doherty on goal. Vardy sent off
for Leicester chopping Doherty, isn't it?
I didn't see it, to be honest with you. I didn't see it. Just know he was sent off.
I'm sure Doherty got injured from the Vardy.
Is it?
Thing. I'm pretty sure something happened at
Vardy. So anyway, Vardy sent off, no doubt he's a long journey on Hercules for him. Spurs at Wembley, Al, 3-1 against Fulham. Lucas Moura, Kieran Trippier with a fucking great free kick. Do you see it?
Oh, beautiful. I saw it.
Beautiful. First, I think it's their first direct free kick for about 2 or 3 years. Spurs have scored.
Done it.
At all.
Beautiful.
Mitrovic, so good he scored on his ass. Sitting down now, just knocking it in from a Ryan Session little cross, pass across. And it happened. It's finally happened in the month curse. Of August. The curse is broken. For the World Cup Golden Boot winner, Harry Kane. He's one of
our Harry Kane.
And it gives the homeless Tottenham Hotspur 3-1 winner.
Yes.
So Lucas Moura could be up for a good season. Him.
Why don't I mind?
Settle down now.
Jesus, he missed so many chances.
That's, yeah, oh yeah.
Christ
yeah.
almighty, I was like, you shit.
But you look how much first team football has played over the last year. You know, he was on as a substitute bit past last, you know, they only signed him in January. And, you know.
What did they sign him from?
PSG, wasn't it? German Saints of Paris, I'm sure it was. Might not have been, though. but yeah, they signed him in January, and it was a case of, you know, it was almost like it was a signing for this summer.
Yeah.
Because he was there, he was available, he was a player they liked, so they got him at that time when he was available, rather than missing out on him. You know, it was a bit part towards, you know, the last end of the season, and I think, you know, this season he could really have a big impact at Tottenham, at Wembley, at White Hart Lane, at wherever they play.
It's going to be called White Hart Lane, isn't it? Because they're still White Hart Lane, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just like being turned or...
Yeah, something like that.
Like they did with the Millennium Stadium.
Something like that, yeah.
Cardiff Ham Park.
Cardiff Ham Park.
They changed it.
And we'll move on to the Hammers.
They did, see?
I mean, the Hammers, Al. The Sobibor Stadium. Losing 2-1 to Bournemouth.
1-0 up as
well. 1-0 up. Marko Arnautović with a penalty. Callum Wilson's in the goals already this season.
What a goal.
And Stephen Cook as well for Bournemouth.
He did a Kinclancy, son.
Kinclancy, did he?
Did you not see it?
I haven't.
Oh, shocking defending by West Ham, but he went. Oh, he was brilliant, Cook.
Well, that's it. A tremendous win for Bournemouth away.
Yeah.
They won last week as well, didn't they? Pretty sure they won, didn't they?
Okay. Or was it last week? I can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember anyway. Anyway, It's one of them of a case of, although Bournemouth, you think, right, they could struggle, you know, not a great deal of money, don't bring in huge quality players, but they've got a good unit, they're a good side, they know each other, know how to play with each other. Always funny. Always funny. And it's a case of what West Ham sort of could be if they give these players and Pellegrini a chance to develop together. You know, he's brought in a lot of players. They're going to take time to get to know each other and gel, similar to Everton. But once they do, they could become that very solid, solid side in the Premier League. Well,
bye!
So it's time out for your announcement of the big quiz. We've got a new quiz.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I was down to Mumbles.
Down to Mumbles.
That's the posh area of Swansea.
Yeah.
I was in a charity shop. I saw this.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Match of the day, BBC Sports.
Trivia game.
Action trivia game.
Whoa, action. Your interaction is
I pick it up. I pick it up. Try to open it. Doesn't open.
Doesn't open.
Never been opened.
Oh.
Look at the price, £1.50.
Boosh.
I shit thee knee.
Gotta be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages,
here
the Action Up Premier League podcast is proud to present to you its brand new quiz.
Brand new quiz. Question match of the sport day.
Question match of the sports day. The Ash and Al question match of the sports day.
This is exciting.
We've even got...
This is so exciting.
Oh, I wish you could see it, ladies and gentlemen.
My legs are
shaking. We've got home questions.
Oh, it's a big box as well. I thought it was the little like pack of cards.
Oh, no.
Jesus,
no.
That's a big box of questions.
And away questions.
Oh, and the away ones.
A dice. So we can roll to pick the questions. Mm. We've even got a score.
Electric score.
Electric
timer
score.
Card thing.
It's not working at the moment because I am putting no batteries
There's
in.
There's no batteries in there.
We've even got
Yellow and red cards.
Red and yellow cards.
Don't even know what they're for.
Don't know what it's for. And
don't even know what they're for.
And last but not least,
we got. Oh, we got a whistle! Yes.
I wonder if you can get replacement balls for whistles.
How would you get it in there?
I don't know.
Like a ship in a boat, innit? How'd you get it in?
Oh, I know.
I know as well, yeah. Like, don't think you do that.
My old man used to do it. Is when one he made as a teenager. It's in the bathroom, yeah. They got a very nautical feel in the bathroom.
That's the thing nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nautical on the beach.
And it's still there.
Is it, yeah?
So, got 50 years old.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
How'd you do it with a metal ball and a whistle, though?
Do not know.
No.
Do not know. So, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Second.
The new Arsenal Premier League quiz. What's it called again? The Arsenal Premier League
match question of the sports day.
Match question of the sports day. You can go first, Ash. Would you like home or away?
Oh. Now, is away harder than home? Do you know? We don't know.
I don't know. I looked up one question and one of the answers was, who won the World Cup in 1966?
Was that home or away?
I think that was home.
Oh, I'm going to go away. I'm going away.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. The microphone's over there.
It's over there.
1 point for home, 2 points for away.
No. Is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing, son. Roll the dice. He's going for away.
Oh, maybe I should have went home.
He's going away. He's wanking off that thing. He's number got a number four. He's got
dice.
A number four.
Oh, my God.
And here we go.
Come on.
Number four.
Come on.
Who was the first Scottish man to play in 300 Premier League matches?
Premier League? Ooh.
Not multiple choice. Who was the first Scottish man to play in 300 Premier League matches?
300 now?
300.
Crumzy onesies.
Is that your final answer?
Crumzy onesie from Glasgow. Who's the way?
For right. 2 points, ladies and gentlemen.
Scottish, right, 300. You're talking 300 Premier League games?
Yeah. Fucking hell, 300 right, Premier League matches.
I'm trying to process it.
See,
300 Premier
this
League
has got
matches.
A timer on it. I should have put a battery in it.
No, leave that. You don't
I
want
should
that.
Have put a battery
you
in
don't
it.
Don't want that. 300.
Watch.
Right, you're
talking. On, man, it's on.
Right, you're talking with maybe injury suspension, 30 odd games in. A season for 10 years, so that's that season was 93. So you're talking until 2003.
Oh,
right, I'll take a wild guess at Gary McAllister.
Gary McAllister,
no!
Right? 2 points.
Get in there.
Oh, look at that! Was that your first question right in over 20 questions?
No, not 30 years, mate. Not 2 seasons.
Get in
right.
there.
Right.
So,
bag. I'm happy with that. The bottom of the list, then that one.
Bottom of the pile, number four has been done. I'm going to go for two as well, sir.
You got to, don't you?
Well, I don't have to.
Don't have to. Have we just done one question a week here now?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, all right, just so I know, yeah. I don't know.
All right, calm your tits. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I haven't got a question right in a year.
You're a fucking bonus, son.
I haven't got a question right in a year, man.
Right. I'm going to roll the dice. I got five.
Number five. Why is this card bent? Is it marked?
It was bent with the when it opened.
Right.
I opened it.
Number five. Eddie Howe joined.
I don't know.
Eddie Howe joined Swindon on loan from which Premiership team in March 2004? Now then.
Ooh, Eddie Howe.
I know nothing about his playing career. I would struggle.
I know nothing about his Premier League. I was going to say Norwich City.
Not Norwich City. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I just have to know because I told you it's not him.
No, it's not my final answer. Charlton Athletic.
No. That's not either. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Portsmouth.
Oh,
Portsmouth.
Yeah.
Pompey of Portsmouth.
Yeah, fuck yes.
Oh, 2-0.
2-0, he's taking it, ladies and gentlemen. 2-0. At the bottom of the pile.
At the bottom of the box.
Next week we'll have the timer working as well.
Oh, no, don't know. I need to process the question. I've got to think it. I've got to break it down in my head, don't I?
I do not know what the red and yellow cards are for, but ladies and gentlemen, what?
It must be for the timer or something, isn't it?
Might be.
You get a yellow card.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Here we go. Fantastic. Oh, hey. What a find.
I'm happy with that. £1.50. I'd have given him £2. It's £2, and you know. Keep after that.
It's £2, love. That's 50p for yourself. Yeah. You put that in the till. Love, you buy yourself a nice brioche.
Don't tell Tilda when she comes back.
So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Start a new quiz.
Wow.
And I gotta say,
loving it.
It's rattling proof.
Loving it. What? Beer Mat quiz?
Beer Mat quiz? Yeah. I broke grounds on the BMAC quiz.
Oh,
I did.
Yeah.
I broke grounds
you
on it.
Did.
People were talking from Northampton to Skegness. They would say, fucking have you heard this BMAC quiz on the Arsenal Premier League podcast?
Yeah.
But no.
That's where it's at. Question match of the sports day.
Question match of the sports day.
Is where it's at.
The Arsenal Premier League question match of the sports day.
Absolutely. And I'm 2-0 up already. Fantastic.
2-0.
Happy with that.
You can't have the same points, can you, for home and away?
No.
One point for home, two for away.
Exactly.
That's what Sue does.
That's what Sue does, that's right.
That's what David Coleman did. God bless him.
God bless him. And his mustard.
Bill Beaumont.
Billy Beaumont.
What was his nickname?
Beefy. No, that was Ian Beaufort.
Yeah, Ian Beaufort.
What was Beaumont's nickname?
Big Billy Beaufort.
Bill.
Bill Beaumont. Of course, not my favourite quiz captain on question of sports.
Yeah.
Is it Emily Hughes? No, it's not. It's the legend. It's the legend that is Alistair McCoist. It's
got to be Ali McCoist.
Ali McCoist.
It's got to be. Never liked Parrot. Never liked John Parrot.
Don't like him as a scouse. And he's not even a fucking parrot.
Don't like doors.
Nah, you don't like him. No, because he sold you a dodgy house, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That's right. And I'm going right off Taflam.
He's a one-trick pony, Taflam.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Ever since he stopped smoking again, she's no fun out.
Yeah, he's not. Nah. You're right there, son.
You know?
Nah, you're right.
Bye! Justin.
Who's Justin?
Justin.
What?
Brand new segment now to finish us off. Bring us all, calm us all down a little bit. What? Brand new segment where we find out where they are now.
Where are they now? This week, featuring Freddie Adu. The one-time championship manager and football manager legend. He was hailed as the next Pelé and self-proclaimed a footballing wonder kid. He was signed by Nike at the age of 13, playing in the MLS at the age of 14 for the now famous DC United. Playing for his national side, the USA, at the age of 16. He got his big money move to Benfica for $2 million. A loan spell followed at Monaco. But that was the start of the downhill spiral. A world tour of who's who football clubs no one had ever heard of. He's now back in the US, playing for Las Vegas Lights in the United Soccer League. Recently, he broke a goalless run of 3 years. Still only 29 years old. Is there a way back for Freddie Adu? More Where Are They Now? Next week. On the Arsenal Premier League Podcast.
That's where he is, back in the USA.
Bye!
Anyway, that brings an end this week's Arsenal Premier League podcast on v2footballsportsnetwork.com.co.uk.org.yahoo.dasteves. doing this again next week. Premier League next week? International break coming soon, isn't
it? I don't know.
It's Premier League next week. Premier League next week. So, in the meantime, have a good week.
And who framed Roger Rabbit?
No, I'll do it right. Have a good week.
Who framed Roger Rabbit?
Bye!
Fucking hell.
Hello, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We forgot, of course, today's score, Super Sunday, of course.
Super Sunday. How can we forget this, so, Sash? We're watching it live.
We'll mention it quick. It who's fucking playing today, Al? Burnley battled hard.
Battled hard, but we're not enough because they lost 3-1 to Watford.
The Burnley
Andy Gray, he's come out of retirement.
Has he, yeah?
He got one for Watford, and then James Kawasaki, he got an equaliser. Troy Deeney.
Oh, Troy Deeney scored.
48th minute, 2-1 up.
Oh.
And Will Hughes. Remember Will Hughes?
Will.
Yes, he still plays, ladies and gentlemen. He got the winner. And 3-1.
Will Hughes. Fair dues.
And then the next game, then, it was a very tight game.
Yeah.
Manchester City versus Huddersfield Town. Close to the wire.
Yeah.
City won 6-1.
6-1.
Hat-trick by Sergio Aguero. Jesus popped up for one.
Hey, go on, Jesus.
High old silver lining got one. David Silva. And then someone called T. Congolo. Original gangster.
Yeah.
He got an original gangster goal.
Here we are.
Huddersfield, John Stankovic.
Yeah.
Got one for Huddersfield there. So, and then currently at the moment, Brighton and Hove Albion are beating Manchester of United 3-1.
3-1.
Glenn Murray Curry.
Hey.
Shane Duffy from Boyzone. Romelu Lukaku got one back in the 34th minute. And then Pascal Gross got a penalty in the 44th minute.
Pascal Gross. Had a great season last season.
He had a great season last season, Pascal.
We'll kick on, and like you say, it's in the 89th minute now, so you expect them to hold 88 on.
88 minute.
You expect them to hold on at a two-goal advantage and see out for 3 points. Of course, they beat them last season with a goal-line decision, didn't they, Brighton?
Yep.
So another famous victory at the Amex for Brighton. Absolutely fantastic. They looked poor last week, so this is a great result for them. And we actually
and
called
then,
them,
full time then in the Luxembourg National Division.
Yeah.
RM Hammond, Benfica,
yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Oh, I've lost it now. CS Pintage, 2.
There we go.
So the goals. Oh, no goal scorers there.
No. Any more scores?
Yeah. I'll get you. Russian then. St. Petersburg, half time. 2-0, 2-1 up against Ural. We've got the Polish league. I've been to Poland. there we go. Luka Poznan 2-1 up against Warsaw Krakow. My local team.
Crack one off.
In a lovely kit they've got.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, red with a star, gold star.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I couldn't find a cheap one on about. I missed market day, didn't I?
I missed market day.
And then the last game, then from Azerbaijan Premier League.
Oh, yeah, I've been waiting for this one.
Yeah, well, full time FK Naftchi 2, FK Kubala 1.
No.
Yeah, and that concludes the Arsenal Premier League podcast scores.
There we go.
Oh, hey. Just come in, South African Premier League. AmaZulu 2, Free State Stars 1.
Nice, Free State Stars. Good, isn't it? They've got some great names out there for their teams.
Look at this, Harry Belafonte Celtic. 1 versus Orlando Pirates.
Hey, here's a fact for you, Al. Here's a fact for you. You know Sol Campbell?
Yeah.
He never commanded a transfer fee wherever he went. No one ever paid money for him.
He always went for free?
He always went for free. Tottenham, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Went to Arsenal for free?
Yeah.
Went to Portsmouth for free? Where else did he go then?
Disappeared for free.
Yeah. Two other clubs. Newcastle, I think he ended up. Newcastle.
He did play for Newcastle.
I'm sure he did. For free?
Hey.
Never, no one ever paid any transfer fee for him.
Hey, did you hear about the magic tractor?
The magic tractor?
No.
Have
you not heard about it? Turned into a field.
Hey. Good.
Now that concludes our podcast.
Have a good week.
And be lucky.